A man in Kramfors in northern Sweden has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison after selling his wife for sex more than 50 times to a large number of men. He was found guilty of serious procurement offences and is denied wrongdoing. The offending took place over several years, and the man was also responsible for managing advertisements for his wife online, as well as handling payments and booking customers. He was arrested in October last year after his then-wife reported him to police. He'd also previously held high-ranking positions in the Hells Angels outlaw motorcycle gang, reports news agency TT. Nearly one in every five fourth graders in Sweden lacks basic reading comprehension, according to a new report from the Swedish National Agency for Education. In its report, the agency looked at how reading ability and habits have developed in that age group since 2001, and both at home and at school, reading time as well as access to literature have dropped. The agency says several factors are at play, for example, how guardians spend their own time, how often they visit libraries with their kids, as well as children themselves just reading less. A Swede aged in his 30s with links to criminal gangs in Stockholm has been arrested in Turkey after being wanted internationally. He's suspected of involvement in serious drug offences in Sweden, police say. The man was remanded in absentia at the end of 2024, and his arrest on Friday was the result of cooperation between Swedish and Turkish authorities. And the government is choosing to go ahead with a proposal that would create obligatory Swedish language preschools for children with less developed language skills. This is despite a government-appointed inquiry saying the proposal would violate Swedish law, specifically the idea of making such preschools obligatory for certain children but not for all of them. Preschools currently optional in Sweden. Education Minister Simona Mohamsson, who's also leader of the Liberal Party, says making sure all kids have the right language skills is a priority for the government. And those were Tuesday's headlines here at Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another podcast on Wednesday.